Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up. A few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Well, I'm here in the Square Kilometre Array offices in Pinelands with Rupert Spann, and Rupert Spann is the operator supervisor for Meerkat. So good afternoon, Rupert.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
And Rupert knows a lot about Meerkat and how it works, and Meerkat is going to be part of the Square Kilometre Array, but it is a large radio telescope in its own right, and it consists of many dishes that have been constructed up near Caernarfon. And how many dishes are up now, Rupert?
So we've currently got 16 dishes operational. That, when I say operational, it means there's a receive end, we can get data through them. And ultimately, we'll have 64 dishes. So the other dishes are in various stages of construction and commissioning at the moment.
And what's very exciting is that recently you switched those dishes on and you've got an image, you've got data through, and I hear that this is not only good news that it's working, but it's working better than expected, which is always nice to hear.
So I wouldn't say we've just switched them on. We've been working hard at switching them on one by one by one over the last 2 years to get them up and running. And now we've got 16 dishes working together. So we've generated our first image with all 16 dishes working together. And that's a lot of hard work, you know, getting all the data signals, the quantity of data that we're working with and the processing of the data. Getting all that to work together has been the major milestone. And that milestone has demonstrated by this image that we've been able to produce. And this image is of a very high quality for exceeding our initial, you know, design expectations. And it's the sensitivity of the instrument allows us to produce this fantastic image.
And for the radio listeners who can't see this image, what is it? Because you've got it there on your computer, and it looks like a lot of kind of orangey, fuzzy blobs. So what are we looking at?
So what we're looking at is radio galaxies or other radio sources. The dots basically indicate the intensity of a radio source. And the frequency.
You say that very carefully, radio source. So it's not the same as an image that you would take with an optical telescope.
No, the things might not be seen in an optical, or there are definitely things which we might see in an optical that we're not going to see in the radio. Mm-hmm. So it's a balance of the two. But how these images are generated are the very complicated process. This process is basically taking a whole lot of one-dimensional data to create this two-dimensional image that we can interpret with our eyes. Now, there are a variety of different things that we can see in this image. What is very apparent if you look at the image and you zoom into certain areas is you see some radio jets. So this is basically a galaxy which is shooting out gas and exciting the gas around the galaxy, and that's lighting up a lot brighter, and it's a lot bigger than the galaxy that you would see in normal galaxies that you would see in your optical image.
And those gas jets, they go a lot further than the limits of the stars and other material in the galaxy.
Yes, many, many times, you know, many factors larger than the actual optical image that you would assume that you normally see in an image published by NASA and those type of images. So then, you know, what is the definition of a galaxy? Essentially, all this matter is part of the galaxy, but our seeing it in a different wavelength gives us a new interpretation of what a galaxy is.
Because it also includes these jets of gas that the galaxy puts out.
Yeah, the jets, it's all essentially originating from that galaxy, which theoretically from a supermassive black hole or these black holes in the center of galaxies, which are compressing gas, and there's nowhere for this gas to go, so it gets shot out to the side.
Because when we imagine the universe, we imagine the objects in the universe, we do so thinking of our eyes and what our eyes can see. But what a radio telescope can detect is quite different and gives us a completely different perspective on what the universe is like and what the matter in the universe does. And a lot of the big questions about how the universe was formed and what it contains cannot be just answered by optical telescopes alone. We need a lot of different kinds of devices. And now this radio telescope, Meerkat, is going to produce science that we can't predict now because it's a new kind of instrument and it's looking at the universe in quite a different way. And are you going to be able to detect gravitational waves with Meerkat, or is it not designed for that?
It was not designed for that, but as the understanding changes and the sensitivity and the time resolution of things change, who knows what the future holds for Meerkat. The wonderful expression is a telescope is a poor man's particle accelerator. So this is Meerkat is one of the, or Meerkat and SKA will be, you know, one of the most expensive scientific instruments ever constructed. So, you know, it's accessing the universe's particle accelerators to give us a better understanding of what's going on with matter that we're touching every day, that we're made of. So it's kind of bizarre that we're looking so far away from us to understand something which is what we are made of.
Rupert, thank you very much for telling us about Meerkat, and congratulations with this first light, this wonderful image that we now have. And I'm sure there'll be thousands more in the future. So thank you for telling us about it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies. FMR.